Congress will not work much this week with the Pope coming to town and the Yom Kippur holiday, and that means the pressure is even greater to get a deal done when Congress is working. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call, and following the developments on the Hill, will they actually be working that much? Because the Pope gets here tomorrow, and the speech is happening Wednesday, I believe, to Congress?
Yep, speech is Thursday morning.
Okay, and then he's out of here Thursday,
correct.
And then by Thursday...
You know, it's everybody's working for the weekend.
Right, that's right. It, before you know it, it's Loverboy and everybody's headed for National Airport, and that's the end of it, which means we come back next Monday. A week from today, that's the 28th, and then... That means we're 2 minutes away,
yeah.
2 days away from shutdown time.
Brilliantly played. Yes, that's right. Or two or three, depending on how you want to count it. Right. But it's they'll have 72 hours.
Well, I count it as two because by the time everybody gets into town on Monday, the 28th, it's going to be mid to late afternoon. That day's going to be shot. I mean,
right.
Maybe I'm just being pessimistically cynical. Forgive me for that.
Overly pessimistic.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well, based on what I've seen, I'm still sticking with that 25% probability that I wrote about a couple of weeks ago, David, because I hate to appear that my opinions change with the winds, but you know, I mean, they're not giving me a lot of reason to really be optimistic. I don't think.
I think you're right, although I do, with each passing day that goes by, I mean, right, just to sort of back up for a second and say this is waiting till the last minute is on purpose, right?
Yes.
This is not by accident. This is because the people who want to keep the government open think that this is the best way to do it, is to wait until the last minute and try and pass something that will, but either way, if you're part of this confrontational conservative crowd, and you're trying to link continued government funding to Planned Parenthood, or if you're sort of part of the responsible governing leadership, I probably shouldn't be that judgmental on the air, but anyway, if you're part of the Republican leadership and you want to decouple those two things and avoid a big fight, either way, you want to wait to the last minute to do it because you think that is to your strategic advantage to kind of bluff the other side into submission.
You and your colleagues, Tamar Hollerman and Sean, his name escapes me.
Zeller.
Have a terrific piece in CQ that I think does something that I don't know that those of us that live inside the Beltway bubble really have a comprehensive understanding of. They lay out the understanding of why so many people outside the Beltway have this Howard Beale from Network, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, mentality about what's going on regarding the budget, regarding Planned Parenthood, all of these things that those of us who kind of do this and pay attention to this for a living consider to be standard operating procedure. They do a terrific job, Tamar and Sean do, of explaining why to other people that's not the case. And I find that tremendously useful today as this gets and I'm not saying that the people who believe that shutting down the government over Planned Parenthood or other extraneous things are right. I'm just saying I think their piece is very insightful to help folks understand it who may not necessarily agree with that approach. Do we have any sense of whether there's a tide turning one direction or another? Are some of the folks who are the dead enders loosening their grip a little bit? Does the fact that one of the members of the very conservative organization in Congress has said, you guys are too confrontational for me and is leaving the organization, does that mean anything? Does any of this mean anything? Or is everybody's position so hardened that we're just kind of headed for this brick wall?
I think the positions are hardened. I think the only positions... One of the few people who does not have a hardened position is the only person who, or is the person who matters above all others right now, which is the Speaker of the House. If his position has hardened, he has genuinely not tipped his hand which way he's going to go, whether he is going to try and pass. I mean, essentially what he wants to do, just to review, is to pass a so-called clean CR, just a straightforward bill without any policy riders, certainly not the Planned Parenthood one. In order for him to do that, it appears at this point he is going to need some help from the Democrats, who say that they would vote with him. If he passes this clean CR with bipartisan support, the aggrieved confrontationalists, right, and there are somewhere between 30 and 40 of them, say that they will try and have a vote of no confidence in the speaker. And then things will get really tricky because if they have a vote of no confidence in their own ranks, it might go one way. If they have it on the floor, it might go another way. The Democrats still have not decided what they're going to do. So if hopefully the government will be, well, whether the government's open or shut at that point, it won't make a difference, because if the speaker's job is up in the air, there's, as a parliamentary matter, there's not much else the House can do.
So the problem with that is, let's say all of that happens after a CR passes. The CR runs out at some point. And so if the House continues to be in this kind of chaos, that doesn't bode well for what happens next. I mean, there has to be somebody in charge at some point in time to say, here's how we intend to move forward with a continuing resolution or whatever the mechanism is going to be following on to the CR that pretty much everybody thinks now is going to take us through December. Is that correct, Dave?
Into December.
Yes.
Right up until a week or 10 days before Christmas.
Great.
So that, you know, again, to focus the mind, to focus the attention on the rank and file lawmakers, that they really do have to get it done before they can go home for the holidays. That would mean if they had a CR that was good until, say, December 20th. I don't even have a calendar in front of me, so I don't know if that's a Saturday or Sunday. But a few days before Christmas, that would mean that they'd essentially have to get a deal, a bigger budget deal, about 2 weeks before that, because it will take. The better part of a week, more than a week, to write the thing, to actually put it into legislative language, and then to take it to the House, to the floor of the House and Senate.
So December 20th is a Sunday.
Okay, so let's say December 18th.
Okay, so that would take it through that Friday.
So two Fridays before that is what, the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's Friday, the December 4th.
So probably the 4th to into that weekend, I would say that's kind of a crucial period of time to think about. In terms of if they get past this crisis, that's the time where they would need to decide just how ambitious they're going to be, or, you know, and the two choices are a full budget or, and there are people increasingly talking about this, a CR that goes from the middle of December all the way till next September.
Oh my gosh. All right. So here's the other element of this that I am starting to hear from people who are off the Hill and out of the Beltway bubble, and that is a lot of people in the foreign policy community are starting to talk about how all of this back and forth, not specifically what we're looking at today, David, but just in general, is making people in other countries look at us and go, you guys, what is your deal? This is silly. Do you have any sense that matters at all to the folks that are involved with this?
You know, it's interesting. I've heard that two ways. I've heard what you just said, and then I've also heard the opposite, which is people in other countries and macroeconomists and people who are thinking about, you know, big global economics are so they sort of feel like they know the drill, and they know it's goofy, and they know that sooner or later Congress will foul itself only a little bit and then get the job done, and they're not really worried about any kind of crisis.
Foul itself only a little bit.
Yes, sorry.
Like a kid in first grade.
A little bit.
Unbelievable.
So there are some who just say, oh, you know, you in America, your Congress, I've got this from a European guy I was talking to, that thing you cover, and he sort of said, that thing you cover. We're just laughing at, you know, we saw this 2 years ago. We've seen all this shutdown, showdown drama, and we don't really feel like they're going to really go off the cliff. And so we're just going to wait and not get worried.
All right. Well, I'll keep this in reserve like I always do, and hopefully we'll just be able to laugh about it.
Hopefully.
When we don't need it.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you, my friend,
thanks,
as always.
Francis.